Looking for ultra-cozy sleep? Every Stearns & Foster mattress is handcrafted with the finest materials for irresistible comfort every single night. During our July 4th sale, save $400 on select mattresses. Shop now at stearnsandfoster.com.
That Hansel's so hot right now.
He is so hot. Hey, what's up? It's the Huff. Speaking of hot. Hope you guys are having a great day. I'm talking about you, not me. Ooh, hello there. Hope you guys are having a fantastic day. What's up? It's the Huff. It's another episode of the Huff Uncensored. A lot to get to today, but real quick, hit that subscribe button wherever you're listening. And today's show is presented to you by the amazing people over at NutraFit by Natalie, also High Society Cannabis Dispo and Lounge, and of course, Bet Online. Bet Online is your number one source for the NBA Finals and Stanley Cup Final this season. Every stat, every matchup, and even live odds and spreads on while the games are being played. When the game's over, head on over to their online casino, get in on the game of blackjack or poker, or even unwind with one of their over 150 slots. Head to betonline.ag today to get in on all the action. Don't forget to use promo code BLEAV. That's B-L-E-A-V for your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Bet Online, the game starts here. And speaking of starting, let's do it. Let's jump into some headlines.
Let's go! Let's go!
And now, here are the headlines.
I swear to God, we are getting dumber as a society. You think we'd be past this? You think we would? We were just talking about it like a month ago. Remember that lady in the shower? I just revisited this last week about that lady that attended a funeral via Zoom, and she was apparently naked, and she was taking a shower, obviously, and she forgot to turn off her camera. So all the people at the church or wherever they're having the funeral got a little sneak peek of her boobies. They did. She showed me her boobies, and I like them too. You know, sometimes it's just easier for me to be the soundbite instead of me searching on the computer for the soundbite. You're welcome. You're welcome.
And she showed me her boobies, and I like them too.
So what am I talking about? A former mayor in Brazil joined a Zoom call. And he was with a bunch of people, and I want to say he was a mayor for a good amount of time, but now he's the former mayor, but he's also doing other things. Well, he joins the Zoom call while on the toilet. There's a screenshot of this mayor, former mayor, on the toilet, and it is like full on, I'm guessing, because the screenshot that they gave was pretty close to revealing. I'm guessing at one point they saw a peek of Mr. Winky. I'm guessing that happened. He immediately, as soon as somebody brought it to his attention, they're like, hey, dude, we can see your junk, and you're apparently dropping a load. Immediately flipped the camera up. Can we all, let me help you out. Put a piece of masking tape over your camera on your laptop. Okay. Or how about this? You set a little checklist, put it on your pad of your laptop or your computer and say, is the camera on? Am I fully clothed? Am I doing anything inappropriate? Go through the checklist, people. Come on. That being said, I'm not going to say who it was. Scott Hastings was notorious for calling me while he was using the restroom. Also, another person that I'm not going to say their name, Mark Schlereth, would do the same thing. And then all of a sudden you hear the toilet flush and you'd be like, dude, come on. Just let me live the lie and not realize that you're doing what you're doing. That being said, no harm, no foul. In this guy's case, that could be potentially damaging. I don't know if I'd ever want to attend a Zoom call. I'd just be like hesitant to turn on my display. Be like, oh my God, oh please. Is everybody fully clothed? I don't need to see a wiener. Oh my gosh, people. You'd think we'd be better at this by now. We went through COVID, where Zoom calls just went through the roof, and people were using it right and left. But people still have issues with turning off their microphone when they're not part of the conversation, when they're not supposed to be talking, I should say. You got people still exposing themselves via the camera on their Zoom calls. Listen, I want to have faith in society, but this is another reason I can't. But that being said, he's in his 70s, so the fact that he's able to turn on his computer, that good. Good for you, okay? I guess there, I know some 40-year-olds that couldn't do that, so good for you. Sandy Clough. Sandy Clough's not 40 years old. He's in his 60s. I still remember the time where he freaked out. Sandy, a brilliant mind. One of the smartest individuals I've ever known. Can't get a word in, you know, when you have a conversation with him. It's a one-sided conversation, and I give him shit for that all the time. Love the guy. Brilliant man. Especially when it comes to sports. But I remember the panic on his face when he was doing a show and he was writing something or reading a book or something during the commercial break. And he's all, Scott, come in here. My computer just went blank. I'm like, oh, hmm. And I'm like, that's weird. And I go in there and I just do a quick assessment and I look at the keyboard and it was that where it turns like amber. That usually means, or something on there, it was either the keyboard or the computer screen where it turns amber, which means it's in sleep mode. And I was like, are you sure, Sandy? Did you try anything? No, I didn't want to screw it up anymore. So I move his mouse, and I was like, ta-da! It was in sleep. He's like, you are so wise. Some people are dumb. So smart, but so dumb. I'm sure that's happened to plenty of people. And if that happened to me, I'd be so pissed off. I'd be like, are you freaking kidding me? All I had to do was move the mouse. Anyway, old people, just use caution. Okay. Speaking of silly, China's famous Yuntai waterfall went viral after a hiker exposed an embarrassing truth about China's, I believe it's their tallest waterfall. Well, it's being fed by a pipe. Now, I don't see what the big deal is, but everybody's like making fun of it. They're like, ah, classic China, you know, making shit up. Well, here's why they did it, is because half the year there's not enough water to go in there to make the waterfall, you know, have waterfall. So they have water being diverted to it via a pipe. So that way all year round, they have water for the tourists and they keep people happy and it's beautiful. I don't see what the big deal is. People are like, fuck this bullshit, man. This bull crap.
Warning, bullshit alert.
I know. In a way, yes, I get it. But overall, it's not that big of a deal, is it? I see this story on CNN, Fox, New York Post, Wall Street Journal. I don't know if it's on Wall Street Journal. But you know what I'm saying. It's like everywhere. And I'm like, is it really that big of a deal? No, it's not. Nothing that should make your skin crawl and make you angry. I kind of respect it. Be like, ah, they did it to be nice. Listen, there's a lot of things you can disagree with when it comes to governments. I get it. This one, don't see what the big deal is. This story, though, I do have a problem with. This lady is causing a stir because she went on TikTok and she stood her ground on a controversial subject. I think she's completely wrong. You let me know your thoughts.
I'm not returning my shopping cart, and you can judge me all you want. I'm not getting my groceries into my car, getting my children into the car, and then leaving them in the car to go return the cart. So if you're going to give me a dirty look, fuck off.
Fuck off. Now, I guess I've been fucked off because I am judging the shit out of her on this one. It's not that fucking hard. I have two kids. And when they were younger, I still managed. There's a lot of possibilities on how to combat this problem. She's acting like if I leave them in there for 2 seconds, they're going to be abducted. I understand. That is technically a possibility. It happens. How about you lock your fucking car with the kids in there, okay? Park closer to cart corrals. That's also a possibility. Take the kids with you. That's a possibility. So many great... Listen, I feel like I solved your fucking problem, lady. I posted this video on Facebook. Rob wrote, she claims it's to avoid her having or leaving her kids alone, but it's really because she is lazy. It takes a minute and too many are lazy to do it. I agree. There's way too many people that just think, whatever. That's what somebody gets paid for, am I right? To get those? No, you're just fucking other people up. Mike wrote, look forward to seeing a cart damage your car. In all honesty, Mike's right. Once people realize that she's doing this, whether they recognize her from her videos or not, it's a jerk thing to do. It can potentially damage other people's vehicles. I'm sure it's happened to me, where somebody who's too lazy to put her or his cart back in the corral has probably damaged your vehicle or my vehicle. It's probably happened. Brandy wrote, how does she get the cart in the first place? She either leaves them or they walk/get carried. Exactly. Case dismissed. Bam, bam, bam. Right? Oh, am I missing something there? I think she just laid it out perfectly. What the fuck? Am I taking crazy pills? Son of a bitch. And then Bonnie wrote in, well, I guess we've all been told. Oh my God, that's annoying. Especially, we all go to grocery stores. We all go to department stores. And there's always that fucking cart that is either screwing up where you could park, then you either have to get out and move it, or you're just like, shit, I'm not going to deal with that. I'm just going to go somewhere else. And or a cart has damaged your vehicle, or you've seen it damage somebody else's vehicle. What really drives me nuts is if you see the cart corral is like, say, 2 car lengths from somebody that just left their cart there. It's like, it's not that fucking hard. And again, as a parent who's been there with 2 small children, I figured it out. I get it. There was one time I had put my son in the vehicle and I go to get into the driver's side. And as I sit down, some lady opened the door where my son was. And then I don't know what she was planning on doing. I was like, get the fuck away from my kid. And she's like, ah! And she ran away. No idea who she was. She was either thinking it was her vehicle or she was attempting a kidnapping. But guess what would combat that? Locking the fucking car or holding the kids with or having the kids with me. Guess what, too? The kids think it's fun to push the cart back. They do. Boy, this lady's probably a real fucking bore to be around. Can't you see that? We're like, nope, can't do that. Can't go outside and play. If I turn my back, you could get kidnapped. Listen, I get it. That is a real horror out there that people get kidnapped. They get thrown into sex trafficking, all that horrible stuff. That is a reality of life. It is disgusting, a disgusting, horrible thing. But you can't live your life in fear, and you got to pull your head out of your ass sometimes and go, okay, can I not just lock the car? Or can I not have the kids help me put the cart back? Jesus Christ. She's being lazy. I hate to say it, guys. She's a fucking lazy cunt.
C-word alert.
You know me. I don't like to throw that word around, but sometimes you have to. I'm just here doing my job, okay? And sometimes you need to throw that word around. You guys let me know. Do you side with her? Do you understand her logic? Or are you the complete opposite? Because I haven't heard anybody defend her side of things. Not one person. That doesn't mean that there isn't a logical defense on it. But what I've heard from her, I don't get it. Because she went on a news station and she said the exact same thing. She just gave some numbers in regards to child abductions. That's it. So I'm not seeing a good defense for her, other than she's being lazy, she's entitled, she doesn't think she needs to put the cart back. That's what other people get paid to do, not me. I did see one person be like, maybe I did see somebody, because, oh shoot, I lost it. I don't know where it is. Somebody did, actually. I did hear one person, they're like, that's what, she's just keeping people employed to push in the carts. Fucking bullshit. Because they should be only having to collect them from the corral. We're not saying you have to go take them back into the store. There's cart corrals everywhere. If your store doesn't have a cart corral, they fucking suck. But still, not an impossible task. And they said, well, they're keeping them employed. And this just goes along with, I'm sick and tired of having to do everything for everybody. I'm tired of self-checkouts and blah, 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 blah. Okay, stop. Stop. You're just being silly. And there's a reason why nobody responded to your post, dipshit. Because it's not that big of a deal. I'm getting to the point where I prefer self-checkout. Unless the person who is managing self-checkout can't manage self-checkout, which happened the other day at King Supers. I'm sitting there, for some stupid reason, the computer freaked out, and I had to sit there and wait for the guy to come over, even though my light was flashing, and go, oh, I'm sorry, it didn't like the barcode or whatever, and it got confused. I'm like, well, I had to wait here for 2 minutes. 2 minutes of my life was wasted. So, I'd rather go through self-checkout. And part of that is I just don't like people. Do you ever go, real quick, do you ever go through checkout, whether it's at a restaurant or a grocery store, department store, whatever? You're in a bad mood. Life is just irritating you for whatever reason. And then you go through a checkout and somebody's like, so how's your day? That's a lovely shirt you're wearing today, sir. Do you hear me? I said sure instead of sir. Look at me. I can't keep my head on straight. Blah, blah, blah. I'm like, please God, don't say another word to me. This is my inner monologue. I don't know what I'm going to do if he says it again. Something else. Ah! What's prison like this time of year? Oh my God. Just stop. That's my problem. And I get it. Especially as somebody that used to be a cashier, whether it was in grocery stores or restaurants. I get that that's what you're supposed to do. And there's no harm intended by the cashier. But I'm like, fuck, I don't want to talk to you. I don't give a shit how your day's going. And God knows you don't give a shit about my day. You're just doing it because that's what you're paid to say. How's your day going? You don't fucking care. You are slinging a big pile of lies at me. You don't give a shit how my day's going. Huh? Sir, good evening, sir. Welcome to Chipotle. How's your day going? Well, it's just shitty. I'm all backed up. I'm hoping to eat here so I can loosen up my bowels. Huh? I haven't taken a good, decent crap in 3 days. Do you know what that's like? Huh? I'm sweating. I'm in pain. I don't know what's going on. Sure, I released some nasty ass farts, but that's just a tease. A tease. You're asking me how my day is going. Extra beans. That's how it's going. Extra fucking beans. Anyway. Boy. NutriFit by Natalie. I love going into transitions into sponsors so awkwardly. It makes me feel good. And if you want to feel good about yourself, you should. You should. You deserve it. And don't let gym intimidation keep you from reaching your wellness goals. That's where NutriFit by Natalie is going to come in and help you out. They're located on 120th and Pecos, right next to the Jersey Mike's. And as soon as you walk through the door, you're going to feel the positive vibes. That's what I love. You either enter a room and you bring the place up or you bring the place down. When you walk into the room, you can tell the crew at NutriFit by Natalie, they welcome you in. They're going to bring your spirits up. It's awesome. It's an automatic lift. They help you set realistic health and fitness goals, and they get you your results. Their trainers give you the tools and support you need to reach those goals. Imagine feeling better, moving better, and living better. Start fueling your workouts properly. NutriFit by Natalie is going to set you up with a meal plan that's going to actually make you want to stick with it. That's a big deal. Diet is huge when it comes to fitness. And the fact that NutriFit by Natalie is going to sit down and help you set up a meal plan that you're actually going to enjoy, that's awesome. That's awesome. And it's a great, and what also is great, the staff at NutriFit by Natalie is right there to guide you, encourage you, and hold you accountable. They provide a safe, all-inclusive space that encourages confidence and community. In addition to their on-site fitness, check this out. They have partnered with over a dozen different businesses for over a decade to provide off-site training for corporate wellness and a variety of nonprofits. Tell your boss, if you're the boss, you got to check this out. A happy employee is usually a healthy employee. And, you know, if they're slinging burgers back, they're probably going to be lethargic. If you can help guide your staff into a healthy lifestyle, they're going to be a lot happier. And let's be honest, bottom line, they're going to be a lot more productive. That's a big deal. I'm going to start working out with NutriFit by Natalie because I want to make sure I continue to be going down a proper path. This is a big deal, and why not get your business involved in this? That's a really cool thing. Your search for an all-inclusive fitness studio ends today. Go to NutriFitByNatalie.com right now. NutriFitByNatalie.com. It's all one word. Or go ahead and swing by NutriFit by Natalie. It's located at 12005 North Pecos Street or 120th and Pecos, however you want to look at it. They're in Westminster. Schedule a consultation. Set some goals. Before you know it, you're going to start seeing results. It's time to meet the new you with NutriFit by Natalie. I kind of butchered that spot, but I got to be honest. If you go in there, you're gonna see what I'm talking about. As soon as you walk in, everybody's so nice. So nice. And it's a cool layout. I like it. They have some brick on the brick on the wall, or the walls are brick. Either way, it's nice in there. It's very comforting and relaxing. I like it. I'm a big snob when it comes to walking through a door. And if there's good vibes, I'm happy. But if you go into a place and it's like negative vibes, you're like, nah, fuck this place. I'm out. I don't want to look at the menu. I'm leaving. I go in there. I'm happy. Anyway, things that wouldn't make me happy is if I was on a drive-through safari in Texas and a giraffe decided to snatch one of my kids. It happened. All my fears coming true. Talk about child abductions, like the lady in the grocery carts. Sorry, it's real life. A giraffe tried to be, part of that statistic. And it's kind of fucked up, but I guess they had the sunroof open and the giraffe stuck its head in there. It was like, ooh, a kid. I want to be a carnivore. Ew, gross. Tastes disgusting and they're sticky. And he dropped it. He literally picked the kid up for about maybe a second or two, then dropped his ass. I was reading something on a Facebook article and somebody wrote, oh God, who was it? I don't know the guy's name, but he's like, even animals don't like people from Texas. I drove through it wasn't a safari, but the same type of thing up in South Dakota where you go and you drive through this path and you got to drive very slow, be very cautious because there's animals everywhere, whether it's bears, whether it's bighorn sheep. The bighorn sheep were rubbing up against our car and we had to just sit there and wait. And those things were a lot bigger than I thought that they were. That's what she said. And I don't think I've dropped a "that's what she said" ever on this podcast, but you're welcome. And there was like wolves and so many other things. It's pretty cool, but it also is kind of scary. The giraffe one is pretty bizarre. I've been to the Cheyenne Mountain Zoo down in Colorado Springs, and you get to feed like lettuce to the giraffes. And they come right up there, and they'll, like, I kissed a giraffe when I was in Arizona, like, a few months ago. We made out. Anyway, I think she's pregnant. I don't know how it works. She hasn't called. Giraffes are pretty crazy, and they're very powerful. And you when you're right up next to them, you realize how big they are and how strong they are. I think it's a little misleading because they're, you know, long skinny legs and their long neck, but that's how they fight too, is they swing that freaking giant neck around and then they kick things and stomp on things. It would be scary. I don't think it's the end of the world. I'm sure some people were freaking out, be like, oh my God, shut the park down. It bit the kid didn't even get hurt. It's not like it bit it by its ear and ripped the kid up. Like, grabbed it by its shirt or whatever. The kid's fine. He's got a story to tell. Well, yeah, he's sitting in the back seat. Like, somebody's, like, saying, oh, James, little Jamie there. He's upset. Get over it, little Jamie. And he's sitting in the back seat smoking a cigarette in his car seat. And he's like, I'm sorry, Mom. Who here's been attacked by a giraffe? Oh, wait. That's him like snuffing out the cigarette on his car seat. Oh, he's not even blowing it out of his mouth. He's like blowing it out of his nose. Oh, gross. I'm sorry, Mom. And he flicks the cigarette. I've been attacked. I'm in an elite group, a very, small amount of people could say they've been attacked by a giraffe. I'm part of that club. I'm part of that club. As I'm part of that club of that have kissed a giraffe. Okay. Been kissed by a giraffe. Expert explains what it means if someone takes ages to reply to your text, especially if you're on Tinder. Do we really need somebody to come out and say, hey, I'm an expert. This is what it means if somebody doesn't respond to you, especially if you're on Tinder? It means they're not into you. And guess what? Shocking. That's what the expert said. They're probably just not that into you. Unless in the rare cases that there's some sort of emergency that came up and, you know, that's why they didn't get back to you. That's not shocking. That's not shocking at all. Here's the thing. If I get a text from you and I don't respond, there's a couple reasons. Like Nick Ferguson, former Denver Bronco, him and I have this bad habit. We'll text each other, and then we don't get back to each other until like a month later or a couple days sometimes. Like he and I were talking the other day, and I get busy, and I'll read it. Here's my problem. If I read the text, I need to respond then. Otherwise, I'm going to forget about it. And I have a bad habit of getting distracted. I got two freaking kids. I got the show, and I got stuff around the house that I need to do. And if I don't respond, it always seems to happen to him. And I feel like a dick about it because I love Nick. He's a good dude. But I always fucking get distracted with him. The other day, though, we were texting fairly, you know, good about going back and forth. I was in the passenger seat driving, so I was able to respond to him. My wife was driving, so I was able to respond to him when he and I were talking about something. But I had him on the show when I was out in Vegas covering the Super Bowl a few months back, and he and I just ghost each other all the time. On his end, it's probably he doesn't like me. On my end, it's I have a small brain that gets, you know, distracted by shiny things. That's probably what it is. But, yeah. Most likely, what it is somebody doesn't want to talk to you for whatever reason. And there have been times when people text me and I'm like, oh, God, I don't want to respond to this. Because I don't want to get into the conversation. That being said, that doesn't happen very often. There's not too many people that I'm that way. I will do this. I'm getting better at it, where if it shows up on my screen while I'm driving, says so-and-so just text you, I'll be like, okay, I'm just going to wait until I get to wherever my destination is. Then I'll respond. But then if I'm busy when I get there, and if it looks like it's going to be a long conversation because I can see a preview of the text, I'll wait. I'll wait to respond, which is a very dangerous thing with me, because if I accidentally click on the thing that says I read it, and I don't think you can remake it so it says you didn't read it, then it's lost. It's just lost. It's gone now. It's gone. Like that child almost was by the giraffe. It was almost part of the jungle. The jungle has him now. If I read your text and don't respond immediately, yeah, good luck. Good luck on me getting back to you. Hey, you know, speaking of good luck, oh, shoot, I forgot to pull this up. Oh, God damn it. God damn it. I'm so professional. Real great. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Okay, here we go. No harm, no foul. Let's jump into the mailbag.
Mailbag. You've got mail.
This comes in from Matt in Lansing. Matt, gosh darn it, you scared me. You hadn't said anything to me in a while, and I worried. I was so worried. I was about to send a letter, but I didn't. Anyway, Matt said, dude, why do we have to wait to watch basketball for like 3 days? He sent me this a while back. Not a while back, but it was before the NBA finals were going to start. He said, NBA has to make their money. I get it. They're screwing their customers. And games are late. I live in the Eastern time zone. Fuckers don't start till after 8:30. I'm in my 40s now. I'm not staying up past 10 to watch sports. I love it, but I hate it. Help me, Scott. You're my only hope, you fucker. Dearest regards, you bald cunt. Matt sent that in via dehuffpodcast@gmail.com. Thank you. If you want to be like Matt, go ahead and send me a message. Matt, you're exactly right. It's really annoying that it's all about money and like the delay between one series and another, or giving them like two, three days off in between games is really fucking annoying. I get it. I'm not the one playing it, but it bugs me. And everything's about money. And it's all about sponsorships. I don't understand why they start games at 8:30 Eastern time. Because that's starting games on the West Coast at 5:30. I mean, can't we do 4:30? I get it. They're trying to get it so but here, I would love to see a study. When does the average work day end? When does the average U.S. workday day end. What time? See if it tells me. 4 p.m. 4 p.m. 4 to 5 p.m. So, depending on your commute home, why can't you just have the game start at 7:30, 7, something like that? Give the East Coast a break. I listen, there's a lot of you on the East Coast that I just can't stand. I can't. You're a bunch of dicks. You know it. You know it. You're looking at yourself in the mirror right now going, he's got me. He's got me. Fucker. But here's the thing. Start the games at like 7 o'clock Eastern time. So 4 o'clock. The average person gets off between 4 and 5 o'clock, apparently. And you want to cater to the masses. That's what they're trying to do. And here's the thing. Guess what? You can listen to it on the radio. And then once you get home, you transition to TV. What's the big deal? I don't understand. It's jacked up. It's because of the dickholes in California. You know it's all them. They're the ones pushing for this. I'm from California. California? Guys, I don't want to watch any kind of sports. Period. But if I have to, it better be at 6 o'clock. Okay. That way I can get all my greens in. My salad has to be consumed no later than 5:30. Then I have my 30-minute poo that needs to happen because I'm in California. God. Yeah. Blame the Californians, Matt. It's all their fault. Oh my God. That's so frustrating. I couldn't stand it. I am very lucky. I live in Colorado. If you live in Colorado, I think we have a sweet spot when it comes to sports. Because just look at football. And that's where I love watching football. Football starts on Sundays for the NFL at 11 o'clock. That's not bad. If it's college football, it's usually depending on the game, between 9 and 10 o'clock in the morning. That's not bad. The late games, Monday night football starts at like, what, 6, 6:30. That's not bad. I would not be happy if I lived on the East Coast because of sports. It's got to be really wild if you live in Hawaii. I can't imagine you guys. You're trying to watch a sporting event because they're what? From where I'm at, I want to say they're like 4 hours behind us, something like that. Something like that. That'd be fucking bizarre. You're watching a football game starting at like between 6 and 7 o'clock in the morning. That's just weird. But now they do that when they're playing games in the UK, which they're starting to play games in the MLB as well. But I think Colorado has a sweet spot. The Mountain Time Zone is great for watching sports. I don't know if I think it would irritate me if things started, you know, like an hour earlier, if I was in the West Coast, and it would drive me absolutely bananas if I was on the East Coast trying to watch sports. I think I'm pretty dang lucky, and if you live in Colorado, you're probably pretty lucky too if you like sports. Sax Swinger said, could you play this song created by AI? I got to be honest. I've heard this song before. And if you're looking for the perfect first dance at your wedding, this could be it. Okay? I'm going to play it. Hopefully it doesn't get rejected by YouTube because YouTube gets all snippy about this stuff. But that's fine. It'll play everywhere else.
I got my balls to my buffalo.
Oh, yeah.
I
don't know.
I can't take a dump because now my balls are blocking up my butthole. Fool me once, shame on you. Fool me twice, shame on you.
Okay, we don't need to go through that. That's why AI was invented, guys. It's for music like that. Okay? Thank you, Sax Swinger. That's funny. I had seen that before. I didn't realize that was an AI-generated song. And it sounds great. I got to be honest. It doesn't sound bad. When you listen to that whole song, you're like, dude, not bad. It's kind of catchy. And it sounds legit. But it was AI. See, that's where if I'm a musician, you got to be worried. And really, if you're not in an opinion-based platform when it comes to media, even if you are, I bet you could probably have AI do a conversation-based platform, have them do a podcast of some sort, and give opinions. You just write it out. Yeah, like AI is going to take over everything. Shit. But that being said, that is a beautiful song. A beautiful song. Let's join in on it again. Where are we at?
I pull up too hard. Now my skull looks stretched out like a fucking yard. Oh, God.
I wish that was actually written by somebody and performed by somebody, because that would be amazing. I got a new hit record out. Whoa, really? Can't wait. Hey, honey, our son-in-law just is real proud of this new song he wrote out. Let's listen to it. Well, how's it go?
Boss, I'm blocking up my butthole. My lady doesn't want a life. I'm watching her man use a butter knife. Face down, ass up. Try and solve the sack. Oh, baby, fucking please just take me.
Oh, my God. Okay. Oh, my God. That's so funny. So wrong. Hey, speaking of wrong, I got something. I got to tell you something that's in my studio here in a second. But first, hey, High Society Cannabis Dispo and Lounge is the first and only licensed cannabis bar in the state of Colorado. It works like an alcohol bar, but it's for cannabis, and you got to swing by. You can purchase up to an ounce of flower or 8 grams of concentrate. They also have pre-rolls and edibles, and they provide everything you need to consume it with. It's really nice over there. They also have like 7 big screen TVs. When I was over there the other day, it was just, you know, they had some baseball on. They also had some like random TV shows on. It's just really kind of cool. You can just go in there and just forget about the stresses of life and just plop down. Whether it's in a regular chair at the bar or they have bean bags, it's really cool. And you can also rent Nintendo Switches. They got free board games, playing cards. You could play a couple rounds in their quarter arcade with pinball machines, vintage Street Fighter, Mortal Kombat, so much more. It's such a fun place. They're open daily from noon to 10. Happy hour runs from noon to 4:20, Monday through Friday. It's such a great place. It's High Society Cannabis Dispo and Lounge, formerly Jad's Mile High Smoke. It's just 9 minutes from Coors Field. They're open noon to 10. Got to be at least 21 or older to consume. No outside product. Just buy it there. High Society is at 7667 Washington Street. Just GPS to High Society. I got to bring this up before we go. So I do this show in my basement. This is where my studio is set up. It's really nice. But the only problem is I kind of share the basement. I do share the basement with my kids. And they have like a tent that they strung blankets everywhere. But my wife had bought this cool inflatable. It's kind of like a camping couch. Like you could put it in a tent and it could either be a couch. It could be a bed. Either way, right now it's blown up in our basement and it's a couch. And I almost did the show from the couch. But then I'm like, it looks like some, like, you know, I'm some like cheap porn producer and be like, hey, come down to the casting couch. Then you get there and it's like, it's an inflatable couch. Be like, I can't afford something from IKEA. Come on, it's inflatable. It's fine. I just blew it up. I am really lightheaded. I'm going to have to sit down regardless. Anyway, that's just my, that's inside the studio. Inside the studio. I should do a funny video with that somehow. Be like, welcome to the casting couch. I'm Duff. Take a seat next to me. Don't jump too hard. It's going to pop. Come on. Anyway, thank you guys so much for listening. Really appreciate it. Thanks to everybody that interacted. If you want to participate in the show, I love it when you guys do that. Go ahead and you can hit me up on social media at DeHuff Podcast. You can either just send something on my timeline, or maybe you want to send something via DM at DeHuff Podcast, or you can send me an email like Matt and Lansing did, DeHuffPodcast@gmail.com. Thank you guys so much. Big thanks to NutriFit by Natalie. Go check them out. Excuse me. My brain, I'm like overthinking right now. Slow down, Scott. Slow down. Go to NutriFitByNatalie.com right now. It's going to change your life. It actually could, so that's pretty cool. Also, check out High Society Cannabis Dispo and Lounge. And, of course, Bet Online. Go to BetOnline.ag. It's DeHuff Uncensored. Let's continue to move forward. I'll talk to you next time.
At Arizona State University, we've made online education better, smarter, and more personalized so you can go further in your aspiring field.
I decided to pursue medicine once I realized that ASU did have the online program for biological sciences. You're still required to learn the same curriculum. You're still being tested on the same content that anyone would be tested on in person. The comprehensiveness of the program prepared me so well for medical school.
Explore over 300 programs at asuonline.asu.edu.
Hey, parents. Greenlight is here to take one big thing off your to-do list, teaching your kids about money. With a Greenlight debit card and money app of their own, kids and teens learn to earn, save, and invest. You can send money instantly, set flexible controls, and get real-time notifications of your kids' money activity. Set up chores and put allowance on autopilot to reward them for their hard work. Then, learn about the world of money together. Get 1 month free when you sign up at greenlight.com/podcast.
Whether you're a morning person or a bedtime procrastinator, everyone deserves a mattress that works for their style. And you'll find the best mattress for you at Ashley. The new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley brings you one-of-a-kind body-conforming technology, making every sleep tailored to be your best. The collection also features cool-to-the-touch covers and motion absorption to help minimize sleep disruptions from partners, pets, or kids. Shop the all-new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.